I suppose, developing some younger guys to give us some depth, and really pleased for someone like Richardson. I thought did a really good job throughout the series. Lyon and Doherty with the ball in the spinning department. I think George touched on earlier, we certainly got some work to do, but it was pleasing how we fought through the conditions and got the results to happen our way. So a good learning curve for us as a team. That's what we're about, trying to learn and get better. And we know the wickets are going to be different. Come February, they're going to be pretty good wickets. But, they're slower. You've got to adapt, and we've got to find a way, and we certainly did that over the three games. You'd have to speak to Rob Marsh, the chairman. As a selection panel, we'll be trying to pick the best side to win in Australia against South Africa, who are a quality side. So we've obviously just played them in Zimbabwe in different conditions. So we'll have to come up with a format there to play and combat their quicks and how we want to play. So there could be changes until we meet. Wait and see. Well, it's always handy when you're going on a winning note, isn't it? So it's a different format, as we know, but our players are gaining some confidence playing here. That's pleasing because it is difficult to play here. We know that. The heat, the pitches are different. So we're getting better, and we will do. So it gives us confidence leading into a pretty important test series for both sides. Oh, no, I think come the test match, everyone will be even keel and away you go. Clark will be fine. He'll play the tour game. David Warner will just assess him the next couple of days. So if he's not right for the tour game, he won't play. Thigh, groin. Thank you, Hutch, groin. But the medical staff has sorted that through, but we'll wait and see.
And Mitchell Marsh seems to be coming on well, but he obviously needs to bowl, presumably, if he's going to be considered for the test.
Yep.
Do you think he might bowl in the 4-day game?
I would hope so. Again, he bowled today and yesterday, so he's getting closer. So I would think he'd bowl somewhere in the tour game to prove his fitness. Yeah, he's had a bowl, yeah. I would hope he would bowl some overs in the tour game. I expect him to. Oh, well, they wanted some one-day cricket and T20 cricket, as I understand it. So you come here to play. Look, we love test cricket, but you see exciting games like in one-day cricket, so that format's alive and well, and the T20 game's alive and well. So you've got to fit it in somehow, and then you've got to somehow get the schedule back. So I think we're only home for about 5 days, and we play a one-day series. We'll go to Perth for a one-day series, and we can't literally pick some players for the T20 series because we're over here. So it makes it tough. It's just the way it is. I have actually, yeah. I've been really pleased the way they've got through the games. It's been hot during the day. At night, it's cooled down a bit, but it's become quite humid. So they're still sapping. So from our point of view, it's recovery and get ready for, obviously, the tour game coming up. But it's been good conditions. They've trained really hard, and now it's about just playing the game. So we'll be lighting off on the training a little bit now. We can't worry about what's going on over there. Obviously, we had a good result last summer, but that, again, could be totally different, obviously, next summer. And they've obviously had some good results in the test match against India. From my point of view, look, I stay well away from all that for obvious reasons. They can do whatever they want to do, and they can keep fighting over there. That's fine by me. Good question. I mean, he was very good the other night with the bat when he got 70-odd. And then the other two times he probably disappointed us a little bit as Maxi can do. He's got that X factor, as we all know. But the pleasing thing, he tries to contribute with the ball, the field or the bat, so he's got that all-round game. Again, we just have to wait till we get conditions in Dubai. We've obviously played two games there. It really depends on what sort of wicket they produce.